This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I tell you what's also good, your chance to win Phillies tickets. We give away Phillies tickets today on our program for the game coming up on June 11th. It's a Phils-Cubs game in about 2 weeks. For tickets to this or any Phils game, it's an afternoon game, by the way. For tickets to any of the Phils game, get yourself to Phillies.com to purchase tickets. But you can also just win them today. And, yeah, some things in life are crazy. I won't say that song's crazy, but it's about a little crazy. Here's the deal. Today, to win the Phillies tickets, in addition to all the conversation about the Eagles and the Phils, and again, Rick Tocchet, as Devin said, is going to be on the show coming up in 2 hours. We will ask you this question. What's crazy? What's crazy? Now, if you want to give us a who's crazy, you can. Just know we ask you, you know, not make it the truly, you know, mentally unhinged variety. That's not fun. Not looking to poke any fun at anything.
And
of
we're
that
not
nature.
Looking for, like, you know, murder, crazy.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not looking for World War II. You know, we're not looking for Hitler. I mean, you know, we're not looking for that. Let me give an example. Here to me is something that happened around, at least the first part of this, around when that song came out. And I still struggle to believe it's real, but I know it is because I saw both of them, and it's beyond crazy. It's the fact that the same person, Theo Epstein, led to the championship curse breaker of both the Red Sox and the Cubs.
That is pretty crazy.
Of all the things that have been accomplished in sports,
very crazy.
It's 214 years of futility or something like that.
And James, the same guy.
Insane. It's so insane.
It is.
Is that the best accomplishment in sports?
I think so. It's always up there, man. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Jordan winning six titles. I don't know. This might be it. Like,
I'm telling you, man. So it's like actually crazy. All right, that's the kind of crazy we're looking for. A fact, you know, something that's a little bonkers one way or the other. 215-592-9494. You can win the Phils tickets, Elliot. With that sort of lead, what's crazy?
So I'm gonna pull a last second pivot, which might not go well. But based off of your thing, I was watching a documentary this week about dinosaurs.
Okay.
It is crazy to me.
Uh-oh.
They were around for 165 million years, and humans have only been around for what? Like, nowhere close to that.
Nowhere close to that.
It's just wild. I feel like we always learn about dinosaurs but in school, but you never actually hear about the fact that they were around, like, so much longer than we were.
Well,
that is crazy.
Well,
that is crazy.
I agree. So I'm going to write down dinosaurs and time. Now, James, do I have to rip outer space off the board here? Because, like, someone's just going to call and say outer space.
You might as well. Good call.
All right, outer space off the board, because we could get in all that stuff And it's all crazy. So, okay, bring it down a notch. By the way, Devin, happy almost birthday, I believe, right?
Oh, thank you.
When's your birthday?
It's Sunday.
Ah, I try to track these
birthday.
Things.
Yeah, thank you.
So, how do you feel? You'll be a year older in 2 days?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that it's, I don't know. I feel like time is always weird, but this year especially, like, I can't believe that it's already almost June. So that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I feel like you hit a certain age in adulthood, doesn't really matter, right? Like, it's not like anything's going to change. I'm still going to wake up and
boy, there's a fatalistic
I was going to say, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, like, I'm not like 21. I'm not like 18. It's not right. Like a consequential birthday. Yeah. You know?
Who cares?
Big year for you, though.
Wow.
You won the Eagles a Super Bowl.
It has
an
been
accomplishment of a year.
One of the best years. Yeah. Yes.
Still undefeated with the Birds.
Still undefeated with the Birds. Pressure's on.
All right, Devin, you can't win the Philly Seagulls today as a WIP employee, but you can give us a crazy. What's crazy?
I'm going to go with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah movie, 8 Crazy Nights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So literal. You go with the literal, with the title.
Wordplay.
Seltzer, give me a crazy.
I'm going to pivot just because Elliot said his thing. I'll hammer this home just because this is a wild fact about just how long ago dinosaurs were.
Yep.
Listen to this. The Stegosaurus, when it existed on Earth, is a farther time away from when the Tyrannosaurus Rex existed than the Tyrannosaurus Rex to humans.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
The T-Rex was like pretty late in the game.
Yeah, that's the point. How crazy is that? The Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus Rex were further apart in existence on this Earth than us and T-Rex. Crazy.
James, what's my follow-up?
How do they know? But it's fossils, and you sound like an idiot.
But how do they know?
Are you anti-dinosaur or something?
He's anti-science. Yeah. But it's
dinosaur skeptic.
Because he's a very smart human being, and yet sometimes the crazy things that come out of his mouth are
I'm not anti-dinosaurs. I believe in them.
To use it to camera work, befuddling.
I'm anti the supposed smart people on our planet these days that say, it was 165 years ago. Not 164. Million. Not 163.
It was
definitely 165 million.
They're not guessing.
I'm actually going to side with Joe on this. Like, they are guessing to an extent.
Thank you.
But within
they're not.
You're wrong.
There's
Joe, you're
carbon
wrong.
Data. Elliot. Like, Elliot. This is literally
bang.
Verified
Elliot.
I mean, science. You don't want Elliot on your side in any of these discussions. Elliot is the worst person to have on your side.
All right, let's go to the phone.
It's a complete guess.
Where do you stand on the Eagles, obviously, approaching the season? The Phils, about a third of the way through. Our last show in May. What a great month of May. My God, what a great month of May for the Phillies. Major surge. Right now, the second-best record in baseball, half a game behind the Tigers. Two up on the Mets in the National League East. It's a crowded National League. There are some really good teams this year. Obviously, the Phils are one of them. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Jeff?
It took about 100 million years for aquatic life just to survive on the surface of the Earth out of water.
Wow,
that is crazy.
That's
where I put stuff into context, man. It's unbelievable. It boggles my mind.
And well, all that stuff does. Yeah, it really does.
Carbon dating, that's where the proof is. So.
Well, that's where they think the proof is.
Well, they also figured out dinosaurs used to have like feathers, right?
Well,
not all dinosaurs,
but the point I'm making is like we don't know these things. Like we're learning about them as
that's
we go.
Jeff. That's my point. Things keep you. Hey, Jeff, let me give you an example. Let's talk about the atom. So, growing up, I always heard that the atom is the building block of what? Is it matter? Is that the appropriate word? Matter.
I'm sitting this one out.
All right. So I hear that the atom is the building block of matter. But now I hear, Jeff, that there are parts to the atom.
Yes.
So wouldn't the parts...
Dude, we've broken this down so many
times.
Hold
on, Jeff, wouldn't the parts be the building block of matter, not the atom?
No. The atom...
No, you're wrong.
What makes... Am I? Okay.
Yes. If there are parts to the thing, then the parts are the building block, not the thing.
It's a good point, actually.
I know it's a good point.
It's not a good point.
Yeah.
I know it's dude, I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Mr. Platypus, let's move on to football.
Go ahead.
So I got a question for you, Joe. Do you think the Eagles should run Saquon as much as they did last year? I think me neither.
So I actually think I would vote yes. Like, I am not to sound heartless, like my concern is not the longevity of Saquon's career. And that just is what it is. Like, I'm not saying they should go in being like, we have to run him 500 times, but I'm also not going into week like 4 and 5 saying, well, he touched the ball 400 times last year. Like, I get maybe planning for the playoffs, but this isn't the NBA or baseball where, you know, I'm not saying seeding doesn't matter at all, but like, there's a very long season. You can lose games. Like, the Eagles being the fifth seed as opposed to the second seed or the first seed matters a ton. And so you have to capitalize on this window with Saquon. The reality is you probably only have 2 or 3 more years in general. So it's not like we're talking about saving years in 2031 or 2032, which is crazy to say. But regardless, I am not overly concerned with saving his career late, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree to that to an extent. I mean, I'm looking for 2 or 3 really solid years. I'd hate to run them in because the running backs can hit the wall.
Well, keep in mind, of those 2 and 3 solid years, you've already gotten one.
Right.
So, like, you know,
it's a tricky conundrum, Jeff, because it's very tempting to keep leaning on him. I think the McCaffrey thing should be a cautionary tale. I mean, he didn't even make it out of the starting gate. I mean, did he play a game?
I think he did play last year, but then
like
he...
Like a game?
I think so. Yeah, I think that was it.
Like a game.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, give me an answer, my man, for what is crazy.
It's not the fact that we went to the moon. It was the fact that a couple of dudes, 3 dudes, were in this rocket, and they're like, you know what? When we get there, we're going to get out and walk around and check things out. You have to have some kind of stones to be able to comprehend, like, I think I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, let's do this.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part to me. Not that we got there, but that we actually got out and walked around.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, it's wild. I mean, I'll write down astronauts. That's what I'm writing
even
down.
Even the technology back then, I mean, like, compared to now, the fact they were going up in that, like a tin can.
I'm writing down astronauts and going to the moon, like the combination.
Yeah, I think he was saying, like, getting out on the moon was his craziest
It's also crazy we don't go to the moon all the time now. Like, you would think, as far back as we went for the first time, that we'd be up there, like, every other week. Yeah. Like, we almost never go, right?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gone in like 40 years.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well,
maybe there's no reason.
We discovered there wasn't much more.
Much more to do. Yeah. What's the point? What are we just going to waste money to go hang on the moon? You realize how much money it costs to go to the moon, right?
Yeah, but I think we spend a lot of money on a lot of things.
Sure, we do. But why would we spend it if there's no like outcome?
Because it's the moon. I don't know. Go up there and learn more stuff.
There's nothing else to learn.
How do you know?
Well, there's probably more. But
sure, there could be
but
something.
But I think NASA thinks there's more to learn elsewhere.
Like about the atom.
About the atom, yeah.
Or Mars.
By the way, I'll give you something crazy. So I read a great book on going to the moon a couple years back. I think it was when John Glenn went around. It was either him or the Russian Soviet dude, but I think it was John Glenn.
Yuri Gagarin?
Yeah, that guy went around a lot. But Glenn, I think, went around the moon 3 times. Now, this is before we land on the moon. Goes around the moon 3 times. I forget how many hours. Like, it wasn't a ton of hours.
Mm-hmm.
He saw, I think it was 6 sunrises and sunsets in like a small portion of time. Because you just keep going around.
That's got to be crazy to see. Like, just visually, you know? Like, actually,
How about just space? That's got to be pretty crazy to see, too.
Yeah. Like, we took it off the board, but yeah, space and, like,
time.
No.
He said it'd be crazy to see 6 sunrises. I mean, it's crazy to see space from
space. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Indeed it is.
That's why we should go up more.
All right, I'll give you another crazy. For 2 days, everybody in Philadelphia was calling, or most people in Philadelphia, 2/3 of people in Philly were calling for a Brave to be hit. And then a Brave was hit yesterday, and I sense disagreement on whether it was intentional or not. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. Matter of fact, let's go back to the moment in the game yesterday. Because Zach Wheeler did get a Brave. Ultimately, we're going to ask you, do you think it was on purpose or not? And was this the retaliation or not? Let's go to, it was a scoreless game. One out and nobody on. When Zach Wheeler drills a little strong. When Zach Wheeler hit. A guy, not Acuna, not a great player at all for the Braves.
They're
not hit one of their guys. Let's listen to when Wheeler hit Nick Allen.
The windup and the 1-1. And a swing and a he was hit by the pitch.
He swung at it.
And Allen got hit on the hand somewhere, but trainer coming out to have a look at Nick Allen. Looks like his right hand and maybe got on the fingers of that top hand, but it's absolutely a swing.
So here's the, and it counted as a strike because he did swing here. And by the way, he had to leave the game shortly thereafter. Here's in the 48 prior hours before yesterday's moment there, and when we were doing shows, what I did not count on, like not knowing if one of our guys yeah. intentionally hit one of their guys. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day, because a lot of people were out for blood. And we'll ask you a Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think Zach Wheeler was retaliating when he hit Nick Allen yesterday? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It struck me like most people thought he was not. James, do you think he was retaliating?
I don't. Like, if he didn't swing, if he just moves back, it doesn't even hit him. And again, he's the nine hitter. He's their worst player. If Wheeler did do it on purpose, then that would be the lamest retaliation in the history of retaliation.
Did knock him out, though.
Yeah, but that's not what you do. You know that. You're not going after their nine hitter. You're going after Acuna or Ozuna or Olsen or one of those guys. Like
Ordinarily, for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Almost all. I don't ever remember a situation where, unless it was a specific thing a player did in their retaliation against that player.
Sure.
So, I and again, the fact that he swung, it was that close to, in his eyes, you know, a strike that he was swinging at it. I just, and in a 0-0 game, too, but I would be really surprised if that
so
were a
big
purposeful
argument against it. Big argument against it would be, why put the nine-hole hitter on base when the one-hole hitter's coming up? Like, that's strange. There's no question that's an odd one. Now, if you're Zach Wheeler, you're so confident, maybe you feel like, you know, I can do it. And by the way, he did that inning. That wasn't the inning he got in trouble. I think it was the next inning that he got in trouble. I kind of thought it was intentional. And here's why. I go back to something Ben Davis said to us yesterday on the show when he said Wheeler's going to do it and it's going to be sneaky. Like, he's sneaky with how he does it. And so, like, when it happened, and then, like, not many people were, oh, yeah, got him. And I thought, oh, maybe this is what Ben meant when he said he's sneaky. Like, he's sneaky to the point where even Phillies fans don't feel like he got a brave. Now, look, I can't prove it, and I don't know it. This is why we're. This is not a. Did it happen? This is a. Do you think it happened? Because we legitimately don't know. But again, poll question: do you think Wheeler was retaliating when he hit that guy? If you haven't seen the visual, it runs in on his hands. It's one of those pitches moving kind of like from the strike zone toward inside on a right-handed hitter. So the right-handed hitter swings. It happens to hit him in the hands. He happens to leave the game. I mean, Elliot, I did not envision a scenario where a Brave player gets hit, has to leave the game, and people are like, no, that one doesn't count.
Yeah, so the Ben Davis point's interesting and sways me a little bit. But I would be I am so disappointed they didn't hit a Brave. And if that is the way they did it, that is super disappointing. I just think when we talk about hitting somebody, like retaliating, it's not actually about hitting them with the baseball. It's about sending a message, right? It's about sending the message of, we are doing this intentionally to you because you did it to us. And that was not a message. Like, yeah, he hit him, right? Like, he hit him with a baseball. But that's not what we've been talking about for 2 days.
No, but I will say this, for whatever it's worth, I tend to think that if you hit a guy on the hands or the wrist, it can do more damage typically than hitting him somewhere in his body. Like, body.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that's not the point of what we've been talking about.
I mean, this
about.
Is why it's confusing. I understand. This is why I'm asking. Do you think, Devin, did it happen? Did Zach Wheeler, in your opinion, intentionally hit that guy?
No. No, I don't.
You feel strong about that?
No, not super strong. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, I would say I feel less strong about that than the fact that, like, I still believe that Spencer Strider did not intend to hit Bryce Harper. So I think Zach Wheeler is maybe a little bit more ambiguous. Like, if he had tried to throw it intentionally, Allen messed up by swinging at it.
Well, let me
it probably hurt himself more than it would have hurt him if it was intentional.
Let me ask you this. If let's just say Wheeler did it intentionally, is he going against Rob Thompson there? Like, because if you're doing it sneakily, it's almost like he's made that decision. Like, Zach Wheeler has decided, I'm going to do it. Because Thompson said before the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. That he wasn't going to read into that at all. Yes,
what's
Rob
he going
to
say? Yeah, we're going to nail him, you know?
No, no, but I'm saying is the way he did it sneakily makes it sound like a player decision and not a team decision of, we are going to send a message and hit somebody.
No, I don't buy that.
If he did it, that's how I think it happened.
Listen, okay, so we got multi-layers to this conversation. You can weigh in 215-592-9494. We'll start with this one. Do you think Wheeler hit that guy on purpose? Question two, if he did, are you satisfied? Question three, if he didn't hit him on that pitch on purpose, are you dissatisfied?
Well, real quick, that you question number two to you then, because you do think he hit him on purpose. Yeah. Are you satisfied?
Yeah, because he knocked a Brave out.
Even though it's the nine-hitter, like even though we're not sure if it was actually, if you're sending a message and no one knows if it's a message or not, you're satisfied?
Well, here's what...
If I wanted it, I wouldn't be satisfied with that.
No,
if
I can understand. And James, I struggle with that. It's a legit question. And I can't tell you I'm like 10 for 10 satisfied, but here's what I'll say. One thing I like, if this was intentional, can't prove it, don't know it, is it's so ambiguous, it could set up another one. Like, maybe he's still allowed, or one of them's allowed another drilling, in a month or two, or three, when they next play, because maybe no one thinks this one counts.
I just think, like,
I don't know.
If someone came up and hit you, Joe, right, and you were like, well, I got to retaliate, and then that other person is going, well, maybe he hit me, maybe he didn't, like, does that even retaliation? Like, what are you going up to the guy and pushing him slightly, and it's like, well, maybe that's...
All reasonable questions. I am not judge and jury on this one. I am simply giving you my opinion. I am opining. And my guess, based on Ben Davis's sneaky thing, is that it was intentional, but...
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Back midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. I'm annoyed a Brave wasn't beaned yesterday, and I want Rhys Hoskins back. Hugh Douglas, of course, taking the high road on the beaning and doesn't want Rhys back.
It's unbelievable.
I know this guy.
I'm tired of it. I'm a high road on the beaning.
You are taking the high road on the beating.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like,
it's stop being an adult.
Adulting sucks.
We don't have adults at WIP.
But sometimes we. Well,
we
I'm
really
trying
don't.
To change. Well, you know what I was about to say.
Like, who's an adult here? Like, who comports themselves on a daily basis like an adult? I'd say Ike a lot of days is more adult than not. Okay, maybe
sometimes,
not.
Sometimes. Yeah, he's. I was thinking that.
How many in the morning
Ooh.
Show? Richie's an adult. I'd say sometimes.
This well, is no. really. No. I would say Rhea, until you make her mad.
Yeah, but well, Rhea would be a, Rhea was about the retaliation.
Yeah. Sometimes well, yeah, adults got to retaliate.
No,
but see, I would say I wouldn't call Rhea childish. But okay.
No, she doesn't take any you know well,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, no nonsense.
Yeah, she's no nonsense, yeah. not
which,
childish.
Which a lot of adults stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know.
I think you've just gone soft. I mean, I think that's
well. It's different because it's one of those things where you have to weigh all the consequences.
Yeah.
In a situation like that.
Yep.
And like I said, I think for them it's bigger fish to fry. Again, hate to go back to it, but the LA quote comment was telling right out the gate. Oh, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, but can't we walk and chew bubble gum at the same time? We can win baseball games and put one in Acuna's ribs and everyone moves on.
It was just like when he said it, though. Y'all ain't about that life. Like, that's the first thing that popped in my head. Oh, y'all ain't about that action.
It would have been funnier if he said it exactly like that.
Yeah, he was like, they ain't about that action. Like, it was just the way that he said it was like, oh. Like, what was it? Back in my day, we would have plunked them.
Yep.
But they're not going to do that.
Well, that's true. They would have back in his day. They didn't this week. All right, 215-592-9494. Along with that, Rhys Hoskins, the Brewers are back in town. And I've been thinking about this for a while. In fact, I think it was the beginning of last season. You know, after watching 2023 where Rhys was hurt and their offense was missing something the whole year and really in the postseason. And in the beginning of last year and seeing their offense, I felt for a while now they miss him. They miss the bat that Rhys was. And unfortunately, Dave Dombrowski hasn't replaced that. He hasn't found it, right? He tried the Whit Merrifield thing, and now we're on the Max Kepler thing. It's not working. I mean, Kepler's just been okay. And I look at the Phillies lineup, and I see Schwarber's been excellent. Bryce has been good. Now, I wouldn't call him great, but he's been good this season. He got hot the last few weeks. And Turner's been above average, right? So you got three offensive players you feel good about. Everybody else, it's not great. I think Castellanos having an okay season. Kepler's fine. JT is obviously in decline offensively, and Boehm overall is not much. I think the Phillies need another bat, and I would love to bring Rhys Hoskins back at the trade deadline, put him at first base, put Bryce back in the outfield. Here, where do you come down? Rhys back at the deadline? Are you bringing him home?
Mm-mm. Oh, mm-mm. I mean, because one of the things, and it just sounds so bad when I say it like that, which I understand, but we just had Scott on here, and he talked about how, you know, you have some guys on here that historically, well, in the past, I should say, they can hit. They've hit for you. So that's not a pressing need as it is to get another arm in that bullpen. And the biggest reason why I don't want to move him is the reason why he isn't here is because of Bryce Harper's health, who right now isn't healthy. Because that was one of the biggest concerns. We moved him to first base because he couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you wanted his longevity. He's still going to be here for, what, 7 more years?
But this would really just be for a half
a temporary.
Season.
I know it's a temporary thing. But you're also potentially going to weaken the outfield by putting him out there. Or Schwarber, if you decide to go that route.
Yeah, you would. Well, the one part I can't push back on is it would weaken the defense.
Yeah.
It would add to the offense. It would weaken the defense. I'd make the trade-off. I think it would make them an overall better team. Where do you come down? Let's go to the phone lines here. Ron in Montco. Ron, what's up?
What's up, guys?
How we doing?
What's up, Ron?
We're hanging in, man. Hey, you know, first subject, okay? Somebody needed to get the ball put in their ear, okay? And it didn't happen. And it should have happened. It's in your house, okay? Your top player. And the Braves are 8-9 games behind you. They got no business hitting anybody. But you let them come in and push you around in your own house. So that's a no-go.
And, okay? And Ron, they had 18 innings yesterday, including one of those games, which was a blowout.
Somebody else, you're right, Joe. Somebody else got drilled. Somebody else got drilled. I forget who
Turner,
it was.
It was Turner. Turner got hit.
Okay, there you go. So I don't know what you ain't got a leg to stand on. Okay, so I don't know where you're coming from. I really don't. Okay? And you know, somebody, hey, you, when you were playing, and somebody chop blocked your guy, Okay, what are you doing?
Ron.
Get him!
Ron, I'm trying.
What are you doing?
Ron,
You guys all on that sideline got that guy's number, and somebody's going to get him.
The guy that planted Jim Miller in the ground is gone. He's not here anymore.
Ron, I hear what you're saying.
Now the next one is... so save it, Hugh. I heard you all day.
Fine.
Okay, save it, Hugh.
All right. So the next one is... You, Joe, I don't know what's wrong. Something is still wrong with you.
What do you mean?
I don't know exactly
okay,
what
now doing. This is your turn.
It's called gaining perspective, Ron.
Really, you need professional help, Joe, okay? You really do. Because
that's true.
I agree.
Reese Hoskins, he was gone because he does not fit on this team.
Oh, jeez.
He doesn't fit on this team, and that's why we had to let him go. Now, you have Suarez, and you got two center fielders, and you can't go get a stud center fielder and a reliever out of that. Then something's wrong with you.
Well, yeah, you could find a stud center fielder. You're going to pay an arm and a leg. Teams just don't give away stud center fielders.
Well, you're the one who wants to win the World Series. Don't bring back old furniture, dude.
You know that old furniture. The furthest they went. The furthest they went was with the old furniture. That's the closest they got was winning.
Yeah, but guess what? What did they ultimately do?
They lost.
They fell over.
Yeah.
They felt like they always do when the boys. Somebody woke them up against Houston and said, "Hey guys, you know where you're at?" And they all opened their eyes and they fell over. That's the problem with this team. It's the bright lights. But I'll tell you this for Hoskins, he is a leader looking for a place to happen. He was a partial leader here, but he just never had the game to be a true leader. He never had the game, offensively or defensively. He never had the game, but he wanted to be the leader, and I respected that.
Yeah, I did too, and I think his teammates did. And Ron, we appreciate it. Look, I probably look too much at the flaws, and he has flaws. I mean, he's not a perfect player. He's streaky. His defense stinks. I mean, we all know what Reese's flaws are. I look too much at that, and I think I got frustrated that he didn't improve on those. But what he is and was is a good player. He's a good offensive player, and they need a bat. I've been saying this for weeks now. We're so focused on the bullpen. And, Hugh, you're right. The bullpen is a bigger need. But they need a bat. Like, I'm thinking about October, and let's say Bryce or Schwarber just goes cold for a series. I don't think they can score enough runs to win.
And see, I'm about to say something that's going to trigger everybody.
Okay.
But it's the truth. If Bryce and Schwarber go cold, then we need our guy that was in the home run derby last year to step up and do what we kept him here for. He was real grateful at the beginning of the season for not going somewhere else or not being traded because he was on the blocks now. That's where, when Dombrowski's talking, he said, we need some more production from some of those other guys. That's where he's talking. And so far, from what he's been saying, he's hit the buttons. He's pushed the right buttons. The guys have done what they're supposed to do. But those other guys need to contribute just a little bit more.
If you're waiting for Alec Boehm to be the bat that saves the day in October, you're going to be waiting for a long time. I don't trust him.
It is asking for a lot.
It is. I can't trust him. I need another bat. Like, he could stay here. I know some people today called in and say get rid of him. Boehm can stay if they upgrade their offense in a different way, and he could hit closer to the bottom of the order. I mean, Kyle mentioned he was at the game last night. That moment found Boehm, and he didn't deliver.
Yeah, that who did he used to find last year?
He used to find Rojas.
That's who it was. The moment was too big. Yeah.
By the way, Rojas is having a terrible month. Have you noticed this? He's got.
I ain't been paying attention.
I think he has six hits in May. Six. May 30th.
Listen, one crisis at a time, Joe. I'm only doing one crisis at a time.
I wouldn't call Rojas a crisis. It's just water finding its level. John is in Jersey. What's up, John?
Well, when people talk about Hoskins' defense, mm-hmm. when he last had him, all of our defense as a team was terrible.
It was.
And then we sort of upgraded that through getting a different manager. I want Hoskins back. I don't think we should never let him go. And as far as hitting people, I think Zach Wheeler should have sent a message to Acuna Jr. When we were getting blown out. I agree.
It seemed like an opportunity that was so easy, and they just let it go for no reason.
It is, because the thing is, did you notice that he hit our two best hitters got hit in joints?
Yes.
Now we're starting to get away from coincidence. You know, Turner gets hit in the ankle, the back ankle, which pitchers are trained to be able to throw at.
And one more thing. Mm-hmm. The Phillies need to make Harper wear a guard on that elbow moving forward, period.
So I agree, John. I think he wears something more protective against lefties, like left on left, but he doesn't against righties. But I'm with you. He should wear it against everybody because
since the reconstructive surgery, I can remember three incidents where he was hit on or about that elbow.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't care what anyone says. He's going to be out for some time, and I don't like it. And the thing is that I'm glad that we didn't retaliate immediately because it was a 2-0 game. I was there. And, you know, there was not a lot of room to wiggle.
Why was that game, too? And they didn't get that second run, you remember, John, until the eighth inning. So it was really 1-0 the whole time.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, John, what's a vacation spot we should go to for Tri-Day?
I liked, I can't remember the name of it. Atlantis, I think it's called, at the Grand Bahama Island.
Been there, Atlantis. That's a nice spot.
It is, because the thing is you know, if you go into Nassau, I always felt safe there. And not only that, the there was so much offered there that, you know, you never wanted to leave, really.
Sounds like a cool place.
Yeah,
John, appreciate
it. I remember when I went, Michael Jordan pulled his yacht, and everybody was buzzing. The place was buzzing because Michael Jordan pulled his yacht up there, and he was, I guess he was there hanging out. And, you know, in Atlantis, I remember this was a while ago when I went, but he would gamble, and, like, I guess he rented out the whole top floor or whatever. Some ballers there. And I went, that's why I went fishing. I went fishing in Atlantis. Caught an amberjack.
Yeah?
That fish was heavy.
How big?
It was pretty big, damn big fish, because it's one of those ones where you had to sit in the chair and you had to reel it in.
Yep,
it's a big ass fish. Then I realized that sharks aren't the only fish that have teeth. I'm like, I'm cool. Sharks aren't.
You ever hear of a piranha?
No.
And he was never the same.
Now, I've heard of piranha, but you know, there's other fish in the ocean that eat people. You know, what's those swordfish kill people all the time?
Swordfish kill people kill all people. The time?
They stab them.
What are the statistics
all
on that?
All the time?
They kill them like 100 times a year.
Nah, 100 people. I'm going to challenge those stats.
I mean, you can. But
100 deaths a year from swordfish? I just ate swordfish the other night. That was one for score, one for our side.
Yeah. Hey, as always say, you're always the way team when you go in the water. I don't like being the way team.
I'm trying to find. All right, Hugh, what's your number?
He said 100. 100 people.
A year? Oh, yeah. Joe, what's yours?
10.
It's actually somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
CDC data indicates commercial fishing deaths in the U.S. averaged 43 per year. So that's just commercial fishing deaths. But
that could be a guy fall off the side of the boat.
It could. That could be deadliest catch.
Yeah, I want to know how many the swordfish are directly responsible for, because 100 feels like a ridiculous
number. Also adds swordfish attacks on humans are extremely rare.
There we go.
What are you talking about?
What you just said?
I said, I've seen video of swordfishes when they get in the boat and they as I move my head around for the people on YouTube, and they slash around and they stab people.
So what, you've seen one video of a bad incident with a swordfish, and now they kill 100 people a year?
That's all I need to see is one. And then that one right there is a deterrent. That's what I call a deterrent right there.
All right. According to AI, which we know thinks Hugh has a very famous take.
I have a
famous take. Okay. AI overview. Swordfish attacks on humans are very rare. They can be dangerous when provoked. Swordfish are not known for unprovoked attacks on humans. I don't want anything to do with you.
There was an incident in 2015. Okay. That's like the last most recent, I think, documented.
I found one here where someone was attacked by a swordfish at 220 meters below the surface. If you're going all the way down there,
I'm not going down there.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about with the swordfish.
I mean, just in case. See, and that's why I don't go out there, because I don't want to be on their turf. You know.
Yeah, but 220 meters below the surface, that's not just their turf. Like,
what are you more worried about, wolf eels or swordfish?
I'm worried about everything that lives in the water.
I know.
I mean, I just don't fool with the water like that. I don't see how the people that swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you guys now.
Like, when you say swim, do you mean out or just like
swim?
Playing in the water with your kids, like 20 feet out.
Like, how can you be comfortable being that far out?
20 feet?
That's kind of far.
15 feet?
I'll tell you how you can be comfortable. You do it all the time and nothing happens.
Not gonna let me finish, huh? Especially with all this commercial fishing that we're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
And the environment changing. And have you seen the sharks when they come up on the
shore? Nobody's commercial fishing
people?
20 feet out.
When they strike, when they come up on the shore and bite people?
Do you ever wonder, like,
I don't like the fact that I'm in the water and I can't see what's underneath me.
If you go to the shore in the summer, right, like July.
Which I'm not.
I know you're not. But if you go, you notice there's thousands of people on the beach and doing what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If it was that dangerous, why would all these people keep coming back?
Because they're bubbleheads.
No.
Well, no, no, no.
Some people like to be around the water.
No, people understand the risks, and it's not dangerous.
No.
People send their 5-year-olds in there.
It's a little cowardly.
No.
It's.
And they always, and then you had the lifeguard. How many times last year? Call in and tell me, because I know it happened, where the lifeguard signals everybody to come in because there's been reports of sharks off the shore.
Well, you go in. Take a deep breath. Take a break till they leave. That's it.
That just sounds like taking too many penitential chances for me. I just don't feel like that's not what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Being cautious.
Hey, let's wait till the sharks leave and then go back in there in the water.
Also, that doesn't happen very often.
It happens often enough.
And I think you've watched Jaws one too many times.
One is enough for Hugh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not getting the water.
All right, before we go back to this, your phone calls and all the nonsense about the ocean, can we do a little Andrew Painter check-in, a little Painter watch here as he pitched last night?
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
Sixth in the league in runs, but Mayo here goes down swinging. Games played, appearing in his 47th here today. He's down swinging, though, on the Painter changeup. Lehigh won the game 8-5. Down swinging goes Fabian on the high fastball. He at home against the Worcester Red Sox. And gets strike 3 before manager Anthony Contreras. 3-2 and Machine down swinging on the cutter.
All right, Andrew Painter yesterday. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 81 pitches. We're up to 81 pitches now for Andrew Painter. And we did hear from Dombrowski yesterday saying if all the starters are pitching well, this isn't a lock. He comes up in July. And we discussed it yesterday, but Hugh, the more he performs down there, I don't see much left he has to prove. I mean, he's not giving up many runs. He's striking out a ton of batters. His ERA, let me pull up his ERA now. He has a 2.65 earned run average in AAA. I mean, we're getting pretty close to him getting to the point where he's going to force his way up here.
Yeah, and it's going to be one of those things where we have to figure out what we're going to do. Good problem to have. Who's going in the bullpen?
Hit 99.2 miles an hour on the radar gun yesterday.
Yeah, he seems like the way he's pitching, he feels like he knows he's close.
Yeah, he's trying to, and I think he's trying to force the issue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
make them bring him up.
Yeah.
Andrew Painter, another good outing yesterday, down at AAA Lehigh Valley. Let's go to Brian, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian? What are you thinking?
Oh, man, I got a little bit of everything here for you. It might take a little time, but
go ahead.
I want to go right after you. Dude, there isn't one guy there that's a former professional athlete. And if I came up to the station right now, smack you in the face, that you're not going to retaliate. I don't care what you have to lose. I come up there and slap you over the face, you're going to do something about it. And that's what that was. It wasn't a bat flip. It wasn't a shimmy. They threw at our guy again, and then he laughed about it later. And they hurt him again by doing it. It's the second time. So something needed to be done. And maybe you are right about this. Maybe we are soft because this wasn't a case of somebody looking at a home run too long. They're going after our big dog, and it's happened a lot in the last couple of years. And somebody needs to put a stop to it. Am I wrong, you? Would you do something, or would you just turn away?
You come on, Brian. You know me well enough to know that I am going to retaliate, but Brian.
Exactly. So this how can you take that stance?
Because, Brian, we have to, at some point, we as men have to do better, and we can't be so, we can't retaliate every time something like that happens. And to your point, wait a minute, but Brian, but that's different because if you go back and look at it, and if you're being fair and balanced, which I think you are, I think you could be fair and balanced, as soon as Strider hit Bryce, he was remorseful. Now, that's a fact.
I don't care.
Listen to what, before everybody get mad, everybody give me the mean eyes now.
Everyone's
but
mad.
But no,
at you.
What I'm saying is this. He was remorseful when he did it. Now, there is some history there because Bryce has been hit. There's a history of Bryce being hit. I get that. And I'm with you to a certain extent when it comes to that. But what I'm trying to say, I'm not absolving him for what he did, but this team is not built like that, B. This team is not built to retaliate immediately. They're more cerebral. They're more thinkers on this squad than that. We're reactionary guys. You know, we react to what happens immediately, and then you think about the consequences afterwards. They're not like that. They're just built different. That's all.
Then they're built soft, I guess, because you're taught as a little kid that if the bully comes up and takes your lunch money, your mom will tell you that. If you don't do something about it, the next kid's going to come up and take your lunch money and your bike.
Also, to use your analogy, Brian, and I think it was an interesting one, I view real life and sports, there's a line. Yeah. Once you're in the uniform, like, The analogy you had to Hugh, like, if you did that to Hugh and he hit you back, he'd be justified, right? He's defending himself. He also has things to lose, right? Like, he could get in trouble. Well, they're in uniform. It's not regular rules apply. They're playing a game, and you can hit a batter in baseball. Like, it's okay. Like, they've been doing this for 120 years. Everyone survives. If Acuna took one to the ribs, he'd be fine. Like, we got to stop with this, like, oh, what's going to happen? He's going to be fine is what's going to happen.
Yep. All our pitchers could put a ball within a 6-inch. Yes. Spot, and they could have beamed him right in behind his shoulder blades, and it'd be done.
Brian, do you want Reese Hoskins back?
Absolutely, 100% yes.
See, Brian's my kind of guy. Bring Reese back.
Let me give you real quick my destination.
Yeah,
I lived here from 2 to 5 years old. So my dad was a master chief in the Navy, Bermuda.
I've never been. But sounds like a beautiful place.
Not a whole lot of like craziness, like where you got to worry about going to the wrong area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small place, but it's very friendly. It's very U.S. friendly. And it's, you know, like being in any other Caribbean, even though it's a lot closer, you know, area where you got beautiful beaches, beautiful weather, beautiful women,
Yeah, you know, I like that. I'd like to see a little sun when you go on.
Yeah, it sounds like it convinced you. Brian, good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. All right, coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls here on Reese Hoskins. Do you want him back? Should the Phillies trade for him at the deadline and bring him back to this lineup? I think they could really use him. Are you upset the Phillies didn't retaliate yesterday? I mean, it seemed pretty easy to me. 18 innings, including one game that got away from them. Just put one on them and make sure they know they can't be thrown up in our batters. Phillies didn't do it yesterday. We need a vacation spot for Tri-Day, and we'll chat with Elliot Shore Parks, OTA reporter after practice today, and something important to address with Elliot. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
IP.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. I got two for you here. Should the Phillies trade for Rhys Hoskins at the trade deadline? Ike, what is the voting on that?
Much as we love Rhys, I think most people are not in favor of doing this. I don't know if people are just so opposed to doing it. I just don't know if people certainly want to do it. So I'll go slightly no. Let's go 58%.
53% say no.
Okay.
Zad, we take that. It's close to a 50-50.
Almost, yeah.
Some people got to open their eyes and see what would make the Phillies better. And adding that kind of bat. Now, the power's not hasn't been there the way that it's been in years past. But he might be a better hitter now.
Got no concerns about moving Bryce Harper off first base.
So I understand that defensively the Phillies would be worse with Hoskins at first base. Outfield, it would be about the same.
Upgrade, yeah.
But I just think that what Rhys brings to the offense outweighs what he could possibly give away defensively. And if it's only for the rest of this year, now he does have a mutual option at the end of the year where I guess if they wanted to pick it up, but even that's just another year. It's just 2.5 months of Rhys, which Bryce has said he would move off of first base to do that. I think long term, I'm fine with Bryce at first base. But to make the Phillies better and help them win a World Series, I think Rhys being a part of that would be huge. Now, yeah. And then my other Twitter question, who is more of a world champion, James Bradberry or Bryce Huff?
I'm going to go with James Bradberry.
93% of voters say James Bradberry.
Yeah, there you go.
Man.
There you go.
He didn't even play.
He didn't even play last year.
That's insane.
That just lets you know what we think about Bryce Huff right now.
Sounds like people were out on Bryce Huff.
Well, except for you.
Yeah, listen.
That's a tough one, big dog.
Yeah. Well, he sticks to his guys.
I know about that. Sometimes you got to move on.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not that Hugh hasn't been doing this for a while. He obviously has been, but if, like here every day,
yeah,
sticking the. Sometimes you got to know the right horses.
Yeah, you got to have the right horse that you're hitching your wagon to.
He's a Rojas guy. He's got 5 hits in May. Johan Rojas. Nick Castellanos had 5 hits yesterday, by the way, if you want to count that. Bryce Huff.
Second game, yeah.
Bryce Huff. It's all right.
How many sacks did Bryce Huff have last year?
It feels like zero.
I don't remember any.
I don't remember any.
I think he got a half a sack.
I think he did. You're right. At the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got a half a sack.
Bad sign he was out there in the Giants and Cowboys games. Again, it shows how great Howie was last offseason.
Yeah.
That no one cares. No one cares that a $51 million edge rusher.
No, because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I agree.
And he wasn't even active in the Super Bowl.
He wasn't?
No.
He didn't play?
No.
He didn't get any of the junk time. I thought he was in there with the junk.
I don't think he dressed. I know he's in there for the junk time in the Commanders game because he's.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
He was flashing signs.
Right. Yes. They were like, "Hold up!
Don't show us too much." The Niners put that tape on and said, "All right, you're our guy." So I put this together this morning. I spent a pretty disgusting amount of time on this, Ike. Because I only put in work for Phillies related things.
Yeah, we know.
So, here it is. A beautiful, beautiful, well-put-together montage of Rhys Hoskins' best moments as a Philly set to Linger by Royal Otis.
As you were rallying the bases coming off, crossing the plate, looked like you and Bryce had a moment there. What did Bryce say to you?
What did I say?
We ain't losing.
Yeah, I did say that.
He said we ain't losing. He's been saying it all week. He's been saying it first day in St. Louis. That's just a belief, I think, that he has in us, right? That's a belief that we have in each other. You want to do it again?
Let's do it again.
Clevinger ready. 3-2. Swung on. Belted. Left field deep. And Profar is back. He's out of room. Hoskins answers with a two-run home run off Clevinger here in the bottom of the first. Phillies cut the lead in half. It's 4-2.
Anaya kicks the pitch. Swung on. Hit deep. Yes. Left center field. Has he done it again? He done it again? He did it! Rhys Hoskins with a two-run game-tying homer here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it's 6-6. Fourth homer of the postseason for Rhys. And his second of the night.
Now batting for Milwaukee, number 12, designated hitter, Rhys Hoskins.
And the pitch.
Swung on! Get it! Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins! His first postseason home run! And he's sprinting around third base. What a moment here at Citizens Bank Park.
Go Phils, man.
I just want to be with you. That got everyone right back into the feels of getting Rhys Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform. So we'll see what the reaction is to Rhys tonight. I do not think there will be an ovation again. Like, that'd be a nice one when he first steps up.
Yeah.
If he hits a home run, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How long do we keep doing that?
I would hope. Listen.
Do you do an Eagles chance if they do it?
No. I'm not making a dumb bet again. I'm not making a dumb bet.
Yeah. Last year was enough.
Yes.
I mean, it's okay to.
I think first time up.
Give him a nice round of applause when he first gets called up. Yes. We always do that. But
all class.
Yeah. But we don't need to do the whole cheer when Rhys does something well.
No, didn't make an all-star game as a Philly, but whatever. we still need him back. But Buzz, before we go back to the phones here, what's your little opinion here on bringing Rhys Hoskins back?
No, I'm in favor of it. He bolsters this lineup. I think the offense certainly outweighs the defensive downside you would get at first base. This team could use a little bit more depth. I'm with you. Get Max Kepler out of this lineup in October. We already got duds like whoever's playing center field and Real Muto taking postseason at bats as of right now. I'd be in favor of it. I think he's having one of the better years of his career right now. He'd have one of the higher OPSs on the team. Push the button. I'm all for it.
Yep.
And what do you got to give up to get him?
That's the question. I mean, so he's on what could be the last year of a deal. The Brewers fall out of it now. Unfortunately, they've won five straight, I believe, or four straight. So they're back a game over 500. You know, I don't think he's not going to cost one of your untouchables. Maybe you can package a bullpen arm with him. They have a pretty good bullpen out there in Milwaukee. So, you know, the guys in your 5-10 range of your prospect list, not one of the untouchables.
Okay. So, all right, let me ask this.
Uh-oh.
Is this a sort of WIP-created desire, or do you think the Phillies have legitimate sort of interest, or would have legitimate interest?
I think they would have interest. I don't. It's definitely more us throwing it out there.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it doesn't not make sense.
It makes sense
either.
Yeah.
And the whole Harper moving off first base to add an impact type bat. Yeah. I don't know if there's another impact type first baseman out there. You know. Not to get too in the weeds, but there's this Ryan O'Hearn guy for the Orioles, but he's another lefty that's having a good year. Mm-hmm. It's really just the right-handed version. And, of course, you know, Rhys is a name that we all know. So
sure.
We'll see.
Okay,
let's go back to the phones.
Yep.
Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My boys, what's up with you?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C?
Hey, man, listen, I'm still upset with the Phillies. You know, I'm still upset we ain't get our lick back. You know, I'm still upset about that. But we gotta bring Rhys Hoskins back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't been to the World Series since he left. You know what I'm saying? Rhys Hoskins kind of got some, you know, Nick Foles vibe to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't really a great player, but I feel like what he does for the locker room, just the way he talks, like, you know, he kind of got that, like, go Phils, like that. Like, I just feel like bringing that back into the clubhouse, you know, would be great for the team. I don't care about the position. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll figure that out. Just bring people in. Who we got to give up? Mick Abel? Who we giving up?
Yeah, might have to be Abel. Might have to start with Abel.
Yeah, we give him. I mean, like, Abel. He had that game.
We had that good game. You know, we had that good game a couple weeks ago. You know,
we'll send that tape to them multiple times to get Rhys Hoskins here.
Exactly. To get him here, you know. And I'm cool with bringing him here and, you know, getting back on the run. Because we're about to bring another title to Title Town. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are with Rhys Hoskins and the crew.
Yeah, I need it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we're going so Corey, you're going with winning the title. Yeah. Rhys Hoskins come back.
Well, Nick Foles, yeah.
Hey, Philadelphia is Title Town, you know, so we got to bring, because we don't call Title Town that Green Bay Filet Clown Town up there. We that's not their name. When last time we seen them in a title, you know what I'm saying? So Title Town is Philadelphia, 2010. Pennsylvania, so there's that. Also, Howie Roseman, you know, he's still doing his thing.
Just does it again. You know, Howie season.
I don't get how he does it, you know. But I will say, what's the topic of the day? Most hated athlete.
Yeah, who's your least favorite Philadelphia athlete? Yeah.
I'm not saying this guy is my most hated. So I got to put that out there.
Yeah,
you know,
least
put that
favorite.
Disclaim out there. But listen, after his playing career, the way this dude is, Shady McCoy, this dude's starting to get on my nerves.
Ah, why? Oh, why is he getting on your nerves? Tell him the truth.
He's talking a little bit too much. He's talking a little bit too much, Shady. You do a little bit too much dry snitching on TV. You know what I'm saying? You got to sometimes, you know, in our community, we don't like that. You be putting people's names on stuff and all that. Got to chill with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he can't be your least favorite Eagle, right?
No. He's not my least favorite. I'm just saying the way he acts. My least favorite of all time is DeMarco Murray.
Okay, there we go.
That's a big answer. There you go.
The way Shady acting right now.
I know. All the Jalen heads are all furious with Shady. I know. No, it's not about that at all. It's not about that. I think Shady's my favorite Eagle currently, actually.
He was rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and then he come out with the flag.
Well, hold on. He won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. You know, he's probably torn.
I forgot he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Pick a side. Listen, pick a side.
I forgot he won the Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
I know. So did he. So did Andy Reid.
I'm the Ike out here picking the Atlanta Falcons.
Nah, don't do that. Yeah. Well, listen, Hugh loves the Falcons more than I do.
Exactly. And you ain't even
play
for them.
Huh? I appreciate the call. I need Hugh's Jags takes. I need him to start.
Yeah, so you don't have any Jags takes.
Start ripping Trevor Lawrence or something.
You don't even care to even talk about the Jags.
Nope.
Yeah. He's more invested in the Falcons, man.
And Georgia football.
Georgia football, yeah.
And the Brit? No, he's not. We bullied him out of that.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We're watching him. But that's why he wasn't strong on if the Phillies need to retaliate.
Yeah, right.
Because his boys might get hurt.
Someone's got to get hit.
Someone's got to get hit. Speaking of Bryce. Oh, hold on. I meant to go to – well, I was going to talk about Bryce Harper, but just to fact check us here, yep. Mike – 2.5 sacks last year for Bryce Hoff.
There you go.
That feels high. Going to be completely honest with you.
I definitely don't remember them.
Do not remember 2.5 sacks.
They definitely must have came a half a sack at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I remember him getting a complete sack on his own.
Like a solo sack?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What a player. I mean, what a from the second you saw him, too.
2.5. We complained about that signing from day one.
You know what's sad?
And some people try to convince us, he 10.5 sacks for the Jets. I'm like, man, are you kidding me? He did this on just third down. He didn't play on first and second down.
That's one of the ones where I wonder with Vic Fangio, if that was a Fangio signing.
That was not a Fangio signing.
He made that clear
yes.
pretty early, it seems like, yes. with Bryce Huff's playing time.
He got a solo sack against the Giants. Does that even count?
It shouldn't count.
Oh, he did get a solo sack against the Giants?
And was he inactive?
I don't even remember that.
And he was inactive for the Super Bowl, right, Buzz? I'm not wrong on that.
No, I believe you're correct on that, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. All right, so speaking of the other Bryce, the other BH in town. We'll get to that in 1 second. He talked yesterday about Kyle Schwarber's contract extension. We'll get to that after Ike Reese.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friend Jim from Mark's Jewelers. Now, you've heard me talk about Jim and the team at Mark's for years. Now, did you know Jim is a diamond nerd? You know what a diamond nerd is, Jack? Never mind. His mic is off.
Someone's really passionate about diamonds.
There you go. Yep. Be quiet. Jim Hunt. He hunts the world for diamonds that he's proud to sell. Diamonds that will set him apart. Now, that's because before you ever visit Mark's Jeweler stores in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, Jim has purchased your diamond and put it in his inventory. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. Start your journey at marks-jewelers.com.
All right, so Bryce Harper was on with Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer and gave his take on the Kyle Schwarber contract situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him playing anywhere else. Obviously, I don't make those decisions. As a team leader and a captain and everything else, like he brings so much value to our team, not even on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, you guys know that. We have such a good clubhouse, and he's one of our main guys of why we do. We bounce stuff off each other all the time, and I have so much respect for Kyle and what he's done in this game. And you know, like you said, he's became just such an impact bat, not just for our team, but in all of baseball. You know, like people know him as just a really good impact bat. Like he can hit a lefty, he can hit a righty for power, everything else. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to be able to talk to him about things. You know, I'm still trying to talk to him about how to pull a baseball into the seats. You know, so he just brings so much value, not just to, you know, like I said, on the baseball field, but off the field as well, for all of us. And he's learned from a lot of really good guys, from John Lester to Lackey to Dempster to all these other guys like Arrieta. He just learned such a good way of kind of bringing a team together. And he's done does such a great job of that. He really hogs that DH spot, though, I can tell you that. He's great, man. It's been so much fun to watch. You know, being able to hit 300 homers in the big leagues is really, really cool. What a moment he had in Colorado, you know, putting it almost into that third deck for his 300th. So just really cool for him, happy for him, man. And I know he's going to hit many more. So.
Well, there's Bryce.
Yep.
Certainly makes me because the Schwarber thing – of course, naturally, I'm a little nervous about. I want him to remain a Philly. I don't like that he's currently probably going to hit the market, and they're going to have to compete with other teams to get it done. But usually, when Bryce Harper speaks and he makes things known,
yep,
usually gets done.
Yep.
We all remember the JT thing from a couple years ago. I do find it interesting. There hasn't been really a comment from Bryce about JT. You know, JT is also up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it's been... Now, maybe, obviously, people have to ask him about JT. I'm sure he'd...
Yeah, he'd wax poetically about JT.
But he said he can't envision him not being in a Phillies uniform. Listen, I think this is one of the things... I know people get annoyed by Bryce the GM, but at the same time, do you want to have good players here or do you not want to have good players here? And he's consistently stuck his neck out to try to get, you know, ownership to get the job done here.
Yeah, and... I mean, unless he was vocal about signing Taijuan Walker, I don't know. I mean, anybody else that they've signed that we'd be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, JT was the first big one. He called JT his favorite player in the league.
Yep.
He said Trey was the most underrated player in the league.
Yep.
So I don't
Schwarber, Cassidy, all these guys.
But I think they wanted to play. I don't know if he had a prior relationship with those guys.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I unless he pushed for Taijuan Walker, it's not like
he's, yeah, I don't think he pushed for Taijuan.
Yeah,
Walker.
It's not like he's asked for players who haven't necessarily helped the ball club. So I'm saying that to say I'm with you. You know, some guys meddle with the front office and want their guys here, and you don't have a winning ball club on the field. I think it would be a bigger issue if that were a case with Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper not ever allowing front office to get relaxed as if he's okay with it. See, I liken it to, like, when Shaq left, right, and Kobe had those few years where he was scoring and dominating, then he got frustrated because he wasn't winning, and he had to threaten to want to be traded.
Yep.
In order for the organization to go do something, or else they were going to waste his prime years with guys like Smush Parker and Chris Mims and Kwame Brown and all these guys, and they didn't mind selling out the building because he was box office.
Sure.
But he had to threaten, hey, man, I'm not going to waste my time being a 7th seed or an 8th seed every year. Go get me some players or get me out of here. So Bryce hasn't had to do that. He's committed to us long term. But if you want Bryce to be unhappy, then start skimping on talent or clutching your purse strings and not paying for players. This dude is a Hall of Fame player that – He wants every year to be somewhat of a, I got a chance to win the World Series every year.
Mm-hmm.
Until he actually gets it done.
Yep.
And so he puts that type of pressure on the front office, whether he does it publicly or he does it behind the scenes. I'm good with that. The one misstep, the whole publicly going with the whole extension, that's probably the only misstep he had.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Other than that, I've been good with everything Bryce has done.
And I think he also has really warmed up and gotten used to the idea of having Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him.
Yes.
And having that kind of power threat behind him is going to continue to make his job easier.
You know who else has gotten used to that? Us. As fans.
Having Kyle Schwarber hitting.
It's good to see it. It's good to see. For a while, you know, he was doing what he was doing at the leadoff spot, so you wondered, oh, man, you can't take him out of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we also didn't have the type of power threat in the lineup other than Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
So we're getting the fruits from that labor, from that decision making to do that, and I'm glad Kyle Schwarber is comfortable there as well.
And when their whole mantra's been passed the baton, I think it calms Bryce's nerves about that with having a guy behind him that he feels like can actually mm-hmm. do their job. So we're still looking for an update on Bryce. The lineup is not out. Hopefully he's in the lineup.
It's taking another day?
I don't think he's going to play this weekend.
The whole weekend?
I don't think he's going to play this weekend. So we'll see. But
I ran into wedges, man, with like 350-pound guys together, arm in arm, man.
Do you ever take 95 off the wrist?
No, I just told you what I did.
No, I know. Well, you have to swing a bat. You just were basically a human sacrifice. that's the difference.
The whole weekend?
The whole weekend. Man. We'll see. I think he's
tough,
out for the
tough
week.
Watching baseball without Bryce, man.
Hey, dude, last night sucked.
It is. It just does.
We had JT batting fifth. I was ready to stab my eyes out with a spoon. Just dreadful. All right. On the other side, the Bryce Huff emergency phone call with Elliott Shore Park. So what does it mean cap-wise? Obviously, you'll want to know all of that stuff. Could it mean this could open up the signing of someone else? We'll get to all of it coming up next with Elliott Shore Park. In addition to your phone calls, do you want Rhys Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform at the trade deadline? And our next question today, who is your least favorite Philadelphia athlete in honor of one Bryce Huff? All that's coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.